Blog Talk Radio.
I was lost, but you came and found me. You left your throne, thinking about me. You bled and died to show me mercy. Gave your all because you saw my need. I was empty, but you came and filled me. I was blinded, but you helped me to see. I was broken, but you made me whole again. I felt like nothing, but you gave me confidence. And I'm filled with so much gratitude that words are not enough to explain the magnitude, the passion of my love. Oh, you took everything I want, made me what I am, and all I am, I worship you. You were loud,
Ooh, what an awesome God. Mighty God, mighty God. Blessing to everyone you have tuned into. I am a Ruby Heart to Heart Radio Show. Glory to God. That was a magnificent song that really hit my spirit. Glory to God. Let me introduce myself. I am Prophetess Patricia J, as a.k.a. Sonic Boom. Glory to God, mighty God. We have a special guest with us on today, Prophetess DeAndre Jenkins. From Columbus, Ohio. We give God praise for her coming on the show with us on this day. Thank you, Lord God Jesus. We thank God for all of his benefits, for all of his promises, and he so loved us. He gave his only begotten son. Mighty God, mighty God. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting door, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Lord God, we invite you in on this radio show, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Heart to Heart radio show, Lord God. We give your name the praise, the glory, and the honor on this day, Lord God. Hallelujah. We totally decrease, Lord God, that you increase in us, oh God. Continue to use us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Bless everyone that took the time out to come on the line on the day to the radio show, Lord God. Hallelujah. We give you all the glory, oh God. This is done for you, Lord God. Hallelujah. The kingdom building of your kingdom, oh God. And we give your name the praise, the glory, and the honor. Lord God, you know that I'm excited, oh my God, because of wonder, God, hallelujah, you made me straight, glory to God, you set me high, oh God, I thank you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God, you order my footsteps, oh God, and Lord God, I'm thankful on today, I'm excited on today, hallelujah, Jesus, glory to God, in Jesus' mighty name, we pray and we give God the glory right now in Jesus' name, amen and amen. We know that heart-to-heart purpose verses, John 7:38, talking about the heart. Glory to God. He said, he who believes in me, as the scriptures have said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. Glory to God. Not only will they be satisfied to themselves, but they will also become a river so that others may drink and be satisfied. Glory to God. How many know that what God has placed in us, hallelujah, what the ministry that we have is for others, oh my God, and for God to get the glory. Hallelujah. We just thank God on today. God has given us a powerful topic on today, and we're just going to get right into it. I just give God praise on today. Glory to God for our special guest. Glory to God. And the topic of today's show is power of prayer. And the subtopic is immediately response. Glory to God. How many know that when we pray, when we pray and we don't even have to say the last word in our prayer, and the prayer is answered. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. We're going to be coming from Acts 1:8 briefly. It says, but ye shall receive power at that which the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem, in Judea, and Samaria, and to the othermost part of the earth. And we know that power, it means authority. It gives us a license. And how many know that Jesus said, you shall receive power. I give you the authority. I give you the license. Hallelujah. Permission from the Holy Ghost. And it will enable us to unlimited access to strength unbelievable beyond the ordinary. Glory to God. Indefinite courage. And it gives us boldness, confidence, insight, ability, and the authority. Glory to God. The power, hallelujah. This is not a weak power, but this is a mighty power, a miraculous power that can change any situation. And prayer is a request, it's a supplication, and meditation. conversation, a spiritual commune with God. Glory to God. Words of worship as a supplication, thanksgiving, adoration, and a confession. So when you put those two together, my God, you have the power of prayer. You have the power to pray, and you have prayer in the power. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We know in Philippians 4:6, whoo, calm down, Patricia. Glory to God. It says, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, every circumstance, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. Glory to God. And number 7, verse 7, it says, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Glory to God. We are putting power with prayer, and we adding prayer with the power. Glory to God. So they go inside with one another. Mighty God, we are there. Like that ragu spaghetti sauce, it's in there. Glory to God. Power with prayer. Hallelujah, Jesus. We are about to make some serious changes in our lives and neighborhood, educational system. Hallelujah. Our everyday living, in our family lives, in our social lives. Hallelujah. Because the power of prayer, glory to God, is so needed on today. We're about to allow the power of prayer to come forth in immediate action. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. And at this time, I want to introduce, hallelujah, our special guest. She's going to come forth. So she's going to come forth with God, what God has given her, an expression with the power of prayer. I want to introduce our special guest. Her name is Prophetess DeAndre Jenkins, and she's coming out of Columbus, Ohio. Hallelujah. We welcome you, Prophetess DeAndre.
Blessings, blessings, Prophetess Patricia.
Yes, hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made. So we want to hear what the Lord is saying to you, has said to you about the power of prayer. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you, Prophetess Patricia. I want to just thank you for an opportunity to come on the line. I thank you for the invite. I am a woman of prayer, and I love prayer. Oh, my God. So I thank you for an opportunity just to speak about the power. I like what you said when you said it's the authority, my God. You said it's a mighty power. And when you said that, I said it's the dunamis power. It's that dynamite power that you receive when you go to God in the power of prayer. I thank God just because of the immediate responses that we can receive from God. And when I was thinking about the show and about the immediate, you know, a lot of times we pray to God, we want God to move immediately. And I said, Lord, what is it that we can do as a people when we come to you, when we bring our prayers and our supplications before you that will cause an immediate response, our God? And he took me to the scriptures in Matthew 8:1-3. And in that scripture, I'm going to paraphrase because I got this thing down in my spirit. So I might not say it word for word verbatim, but it's Jesus is coming down from the mountain. And when he comes down from the mountain, the word of God says a great multitude followed him. And then it says, the leper came and worshiped him. He bowed down before him and he worshiped him, my God. Then the word of God says that he looked up at Jesus and he said, if you are willing, my God, you can make me clean. He said, if you're willing, God, he said, if you want to, you can make me clean. And then the word of God says, Jesus reached his hand out and touched him and said, I am willing, be thou made clean. And then it goes on, he told him to go show himself to the priest. But right there, that was immediately. It says immediately his leprosy was clean. Immediately his leprosy was dried up. Immediately he no longer was a leper. And you know, when prayer comes forth, the facts begin to change. Now, this was a leper. So what was he even doing in a multitude? First of all, he was a leper. Lepers were cast out. And leprosy at that time was just like AIDS in our time today. So the lepers didn't congregate. They didn't come around people. They had a little section off in the corner of the city where all of them lived together, and they put them all there to die. But here was the leper that had sheer determination. He didn't even care. He was in a multitude, not just a multitude, but a great multitude. Now, this great multitude is like a football stadium full of people, a concert full of people, and there he was, the outcast. He wasn't even supposed to be there, but there he was. And I could see this leper, my God, blocking out everything that was around him, not caring about anything. And this is what he did. This is the format that he did, that we want to do to cause Jesus to move immediately for us. The first thing that he did was he bowed down and he worshiped him. He said, "Oh God, you're such a great God, magnificent Savior. Oh my God." He began to give up praise and adoration to Jesus. And then he said, now this is what you have to do. You have to pray the will of God. Because he looked up at Jesus, he said, "And if you're willing," he said, "Jesus, if it's your will, you can make me clean." Some versions say you can make me whole. But he said, "You can make me clean if you want to. This is your will, God." So we want to worship, but we want to pray the Lord's will back to him. Because if it's the will of God, it's an immediate response that we're going to get. It's immediate results that we're going to receive because we're praying his will back to him. Jesus looked at him. It was his faith. It was truly his faith that he had, that he reached God with. He reverenced the Lord. He was sincere. He was honest. And he believed what he prayed for. And then he reached him. That was great faith. Even further down in there, he says, "Not such great faith have I not seen in all Israel." This man came in the middle of a multitude, a middle of so many people where he wasn't even supposed to be at, with sheer determination to see Jesus, with a knowledge in his own mind that he knew that if he would just, that if he was willing, he can make him clean. Prophetess Patricia, that thing threw me. It made me so happy in my spirit because I began to understand that if I just come before the Lord and I reverence him and I bow down and I worship him and I preach him and I speak his will to him, I say, "Jesus, if you're willing, my God, you can make me whole. Jesus, if you're willing, this cancer can leave. Jesus, if you're willing, my bills, my debt is paid. Jesus, if you're willing, my God, you can do all things but fail." I thank the Lord, my God, for those three verses and that scripture that says, my God, immediately his leprosy was healed. Immediately he had baby skin. Immediately the sores were gone. He wasn't scratching no more. He didn't have to peel no scabs off. No pus was oozing out of his sores. See that, because immediately Jesus gave him results for his prayers. See, when you pray, the facts change. No longer was he a leper anymore. He was clean. He was whole. He was new. Oh, my God. The facts change. It changed him from a leper to a clean man, to a man that knew about Jesus, to a man that began to know he showed himself to the priest. And when I think about the priest, I think about the church. So he went to the church, and he went into the body of Christ, and he showed himself to them, and he let them know that Jesus, that man that we call the Christ, has made me whole. My God, Patricia, Prophetess Patricia, that is so powerful to me, how God will breathe. Well, he'll just reach down and touch you, use his hand and touch you with his unfailing love and that dynamite power that he used in prayer with sheer determination caused our Father to move, caused Jesus to move right now for him. Ah, God, that's so good to me right there. That's what I got for you today. Immediately he moved. Immediately his leprosy was cleaned. Immediately he reverenced the Lord. He was sincere. He believed in what he was praying for. He didn't have no doubt. He didn't care about none of the situation and no circumstance, anything that was around him. The doubt, there was no doubt. He had his eyes set on Jesus like a flame. And he went to the Savior. He bowed down before the Savior. He looked up at him and said, "If it's your will, you can make me clean. No doubt was there. No doubt at all. All he knew was if Jesus wanted to, he could do it. And that's how we have to go to God in prayer today. We got to know that if it's his will, it's already done. If you pray his will back to him, he'll do it immediately. You'll get results from your prayers. If you come to him with sincerity, with a pure heart, my God, honest, and knowing, my God, that he's going to do it. No doubt, no doubt, no doubt, no doubt. You can't have no doubt. You got to believe what you're praying for and pray with passion. Use your passion, the love that you have for God, and go before him, my God. And just give it up, my God. Just give it up. Just cry out to the Lord and watch him move immediately. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Prophetess Patricia.
Amen, amen, amen. I just wanted you to get it out. I didn't want to interrupt. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Very good example. Hallelujah. That God would bring us before men and women and just show his mighty works. Glory to God in our lives. Hallelujah, Jesus. And you are so right. He was a leopard. And back then, you couldn't come out in the public. But he came among great multitude. Glory to God. And Jesus just came and just healed him. Glory to God. Because it's his will for us to be healed. Glory to God. It said, by his stripes we are healed. So if God said, by his stripes we are healed, hallelujah. So it doesn't matter what it looked like, what the doctors say, what the surgeons say. Know, oh my God, that you are healed in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. And I just want to piggyback, hallelujah. We playing tag team on today. Glory to God. And there are. We preached this on Sunday in John 11, how Lazarus was sick and he went to a worse state. He died, glory to God. And Matthew 11 said, now a certain man was sick named Lazarus of Bethany in the town of Mary and her sister Martha. And now this was the Mary with anointed, which anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. Therefore his sister sent unto him, saying, Lord, glory to God. She went to Jesus saying, Lord, praying, Lord, behold, he whom thou lovest is sick. And when Jesus heard that, he said, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be there glorified by there. Jesus gave the answer, hallelujah, right then and there. They went on to, in the other scriptures and everything, they blamed Jesus. If you had have been there, Lord, this wouldn't have happened. If you had have been there, I wouldn't have got put out. If you had have been there, I wouldn't have had this surgery. But see, Jesus, see, we want to look for the answer here and there. We want to get on the phone and look for the answer from someone else, and they don't even know the answer. But Jesus gave the answer right in verse 4. This sickness is not unto death. Glory to God. So there is an immediate action. There's an immediate response, glory to God. And what God, when we go to God in prayer, when we put the power of prayer, glory to God, into what we are saying and praying the will of God, hallelujah, Jesus, there is an immediate answer. But do we take the time to hear? Do we take the time to hear what our spirit? Do we take the time to reverence God? Do we take the time to stay there just a little bit longer so that we hear the answer, glory to God? He let them know immediately that this sickness was not unto death, but for the glory of God. Hallelujah, Jesus. That's a wonderful scripture. And then also here we have to have the confidence and knowing and approaching God. In 1 John 5:14-15, it states that this is the confidence that we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to his will, what is his will? The will is God's word. Glory to God. We want to come up with all these fancy words and words and these she claims that is not even in the word. Glory to God. And we want God to move. Pray the prayer of God. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Glory to God. Oh, my God, hallelujah. I'm stirred up right about now, Prophet DeAndre. You got my spirit stirred up in the name of Jesus. And that we have the confidence. And that we know God is going to answer our prayers. Hallelujah. We begin to give God thanks. Glory to God. We begin to praise him. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, my God, I pray that this is encouraging someone. I pray that this is putting a fire under someone. I pray that this, hallelujah, is getting someone to rethink how they come to God, hallelujah, Jesus, because it's the power that he's given us. It is the power, or the authority, the permission. He said that I've given you power to tread over serpents and scorpions and all the power of the enemy, and by no means will anything harm us. So why do we walk around afraid? Why do we walk around in fear, thinking that this thing here is going to take me out, or this thing here, they just going to come and do whatever it is that they want to do? No, he said that all that no hurt will come unto us. Also, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Glory to God. He is our refuge and our fortress. Oh, my God, in him we shall put our trust.
Prophetess Patricia.
Oh, my God, my God, my God. It is just so wonderful. And we just going to tap into another scripture. And I know the phone lines is about to come. Oh, my God, hallelujah, is about to come up. But I just want to share Genesis 24. Glory to God. Oh, my God, it's just so awesome, hallelujah, how Abraham sent his oldest servant to get a wife for his son Isaac, and the servant began to ask God and say if she come out and asked him for a drink and to drink from give drink to the camel. Let this be the sign, glory to God, that this woman is for Isaac. And I tell you, before he had finished praying, hi, y'all, hi, y'all know, see, Rebecca came out with her jar on her shoulder, and she came out and asked the man of God, hallelujah, can I give you a drink? Let me give you a drink, glory to God, before he even finished praying, hallelujah, Jesus. So that is it. Before we even finish praying, we got to know that we know that we know, hallelujah, that our prayers is answered. Glory to God, man. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. And at this time, oh, my God, I'm just so excited about what God is doing, how he is just bringing this thing to life. Hallelujah. And we know we got to have the knowledge and the wisdom and the understanding about how to come to God. We got to develop the relationship with God. We got to have a disciplined life. We got to give up some things. We got to sacrifice some things, and we got to know that God will lead us in all truth. Oh, my God, and we got to know, we got to pray the will of God. Not my will, Lord God, but thine will be done. Oh, my God, we got to realize the will of God is in his word. It is his word. It's not our words or our will. We have been bought with a price, glory to God. We are not our own, glory to God. And I just encourage you to lay aside every weight, every sin that is so easily to beset you, so that you can move forward, that you can come forth, that you can live in a life that God has ordained. He has given birth to you from the beginning of time. Hallelujah. And know that we are made in the image, in the likeness of God. So what God speaks, we can speak. What God has, we can have. Glory to God. Woo! My God, my God, my God. God is just so awesome. Hallelujah, Jesus. And Prophet DeAndre, I'm just going to give you a little space here, just a little more, just to comment, to piggyback on what I just said. And we're going to go to the lines. We have a few minutes before we go to the lines. So I'm going to hand the mic back to you. Hallelujah.
Prophetess Patricia, that word that you gave in about Lazarus, let's look at it like this. Now, you said the key verse was 4, where it said that this sickness is not unto death. So even once he died, come on, even once he died, the flesh changed. Oh, my God. The fact that he was dead, huh? It changed because he spoke it in 4. He said that this is not unto death. Even though he died, Jesus changed the fact. Oh, my God. When you pray with power and the authority that he has given you, that's the authority that changed the fact that Lazarus was dead. But Jesus said, come forth, Lazarus. And he walked up out that grave, and his grave is close. My God, breathing, healthy, walking, alive. Because when Jesus said it way back when, it was already done when he came out the grave. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. And then listen. One more thing that you said. You said that when Abraham told his servant to go find Isaac a wife, the servant asked him, well, why does she won't come with me? And Abraham said, well, do you want me to take him back with you? He said, don't take my son back there. He said, well, what if she don't come? He said, if she don't come, the vow is you're not held accountable to about the vow. But listen, he said, but don't you take my son back there, because the promise was to his descendants. See, we can't go back from where God delivered us from. We can't go back there. We got to stay where the promise is. God gave Abraham a promise, and he told his kids had to stay there so that they can receive the promise that God had for them. Oh, my God. I'm going to go back on mute, hallelujah, because, oh, my God, you got my spirit stirred up, woman of God. Lazarus was.
Amen, 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 hallelujah. And when you were saying that we can't go back, hallelujah, we gotta tear off some stuff, and that just brings us to 2 Kings, glory to God, in the second chapter where Elijah wanted, oh my God, he wanted a double portion, hallelujah, and after he was taken, after Elijah was taken up, glory to God, woo, my God, he said, if you see me, glory to God, the double portion can be yours. And yes, we are paraphrasing, so we're not going word by word, but you understand where we're coming from, glory to God. And when he, hallelujah, rented his clothes, he rented himself, he separated himself. He said he came out of flesh, oh my God, in order to pick up the mantle. So we got to come out of flesh. We got to come out of self if we want to operate in the power of God. Oh my God, my God, my God. This is a show, hallelujah, that we may have to have a continuous. We may have to have a part two, because I'm telling you, it is saying something to our spirits on today. The power of prayer. We got to step out of self. We got to step out the flesh in order to operate in the power. Oh my God, hallelujah, Jesus. Oh my God, flesh and blood cannot obtain this here. It got to come from the Spirit, glory to God, the Spirit of God, hallelujah, Jesus, the Spirit of God must be united. It must be set on fire. And as I was traveling, going up to Ann Arbor with my cousin, I seen this sign that says fire keeper. And the first person came to my mind was our pastor, fire starter. But guys, I see the sign that says fire keeper. We got to keep the fire of the Holy Ghost moving in us each and every day, all through the day. Glory to God. It says fire keeper. Oh my God, are we keeping the fire? Are we walking around lukewarm where God is about to spew us out? He said you're either going to be cold or you're going to be hot. Glory to God. And I come to tell you right now, in the name of Jesus, I prefer to keep the fire. My God, my God. And I know, Pastor Firestar, I know that you're hearing this here, so I just encourage you to keep the fire. Glory to God. And anyone that is listening, everyone that is on the line, be a fire keeper. Woo, my God, my God, my God. Oh, my God, hallelujah. At this time, we just want to open up the lines. Hallelujah. We want to hear from our listeners on this subject on today, the power of prayer. What is God saying to you about the power of prayer? Glory to God, hallelujah, Jesus. Ooh, do we have a caller on the line at this time? Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, this is Pat, Shamika's mom. How are you?
I am wonderful. How are you?
In deep thought this afternoon. Just want to say that, you know, let's all just stay encouraged and keep encouraging one another.
Amen, amen.
And seek ye the kingdom of God, because he is first.
Amen. Amen. And you say you are, this is who?
This is Pat, Prophet Shanika's mom. This
okay.
is Pat, Prophet Shanika's mom. She wants me to call him. She wants me to say evangelistic Pat. But I told
Amen.
Her.
Amen, amen. We thank you, hallelujah. We thank you for those encouraging words, and that's right. We are to encourage, we want to encourage one another. So I must move on because we're only on here for a few seconds, and so a few
amen.
More minutes. Is there another caller that has something to say about the power of prayer right quick?
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. This is Prophet Evangelist Shanika. How is everybody on this wonderful Thursday?
Amen, amen.
Amen, amen. That was an on-time word. We have to remember that if we don't have a prayer life with God, we can't expect to walk in our power, authority, and anointing. So I just thank God for that powerful message, and I'm going back on mute.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Prophetess. It is. We must keep God. We must develop a relationship with God. We must be obedient, and we must have the ear to hear with our spirit, not with our natural ear, but with our spirit. Because God is a spirit, and he speaks to our spirit. And we have been baptized with the Holy Spirit, so that Holy Spirit is there to encourage us and guide us and lead us and keep us. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Is there another caller? We have a few more minutes before I do the closing remarks.
Yes, this is Pastor Michelle. And
amen.
Now, y'all have done this on this line. I just want to say when you have the power of prayer, you get down on your face and you seek the face of God. You bring God, you bring yourself to God just as you are, and you ask God to do something for you. You ask for him in faith, and you believe that it, through that prayer, it shall be done. Amen.
Amen, amen. You are so right, Pastor Michelle. Glory to God. We thank you for your response, and that's it. We have to humble, glory to God. We have to humble ourselves, hallelujah, before God, hallelujah. Lay flat, oh, my God, giving up everything, surrender. I just found myself this morning just surrendering all to God. God, whatever is left, I surrender all to you. I come before you naked. Oh, my God, my mind, my heart, and my soul, oh, God, belongs to you. Hallelujah. I come with my hands lifted up, my mouth filled with praise, and a heart of thanksgiving. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Ooh, my God, yes. Prophet DeAndre, we just thank God for your time. If you have any closing remarks that you want to share before, because they will, we're about to come to the ending of the show. But I just feel in my spirit this is going to be a part two to the power of prayer. So the mic is yours at this time.
I am just so grateful. The power of prayer. Prayer will get us some results. And I just thank God for being on the line. If we got a part two, I got some more in me. And I ain't going to take up a lot of time, but I'm just excited about what prayer will do and how prayer will come forth. And, you know, we're going to be having, I'm not sure if this is time for an announcement or not, but we're going to be having an all-night shut-in. We're going to be having a shut-in on Friday the 29th from 12 p.m. to 3 a.m. And we are looking for the Lord to come forth and move. It's going to be an earthquake explosion going on. Anybody that wants the Lord to move, we're going to be having it on the I Am a Ruby site. We'll post the number on the website and even out on our Facebook page. Call in. We are going to be out on our face that night. We are excited about what God is doing through prayer. Oh, my God. It is such a powerful time just to be able to suck with him. He said, you know, he would, if we knocked it, he would allow you that you would come in and suck with us. And so we thank God for an opportunity just to lay before him and to make our petitions known unto God. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. That is it. Hallelujah. We have to take the time. And in closing, just want to ask one more time, do anybody have a prayer request that they want to bring forth? Anybody have any more remarks or comment at this time? Because we're almost at the end of our show.
Hi, yes. This is Pat. I'm asking for a prayer request. Evangelist Pat Donaldson, I'm asking for a prayer request, please.
Hey, man, what is your prayer request?
I love my favorite now, but just can you just
kind of felt you when you first came on the line. I just ask God, hallelujah, Lord God, right now in the name of Jesus, you know the need, oh God, and I just ask you right now in the name of Jesus that you meet the need, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, surround her with your love, oh God, give her the peace that passes all understanding, oh God, let your way be, oh God, come forth, oh God, in her life like never before, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, amen and amen. We're about to be cut off in about 3 minutes, and I just want to let you all know I thank you and I appreciate you all for coming on the line, hallelujah, giving your remarks and comments, and we're just going to lift up the name of Jesus and knowing that the power of prayer, glory to God, is the key to our life, and let the word of God come forth in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. And our final song is going to be is El Shaddai, glory to God, hallelujah, Jesus. And again, I just like to thank our special guest, Prophetess DeAndre, for coming on the line, hallelujah. We tag team and we did what God say, and we just give God all the glory in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen, amen. Everybody have a blessed rest of afternoon, and we're just going to say agape. And here come our final song. Be blessed. Amen.
Amen.
Agape.
Here we are, the last song. Pray that after the music stops that the focus will be on you, Lord. People will see you for who you are and worship you with their lives. Cam, share your heart with us.
El Shaddai, God, you're almighty. God, you're almighty. And Father, I worship you. El Shaddai, God, you're almighty. God, you're almighty. And Father, I worship you. I worship you. Yes, Father, I worship you. Lord, I worship you. I worship you. Jehovah Nissi, Lord, you're my banner. Lord, you're my banner. And Father, I worship you. Jehovah Nissi, Lord, you're my banner. Lord, you're my banner. And Father, I worship you. I worship you. Father, I worship you. Jesus, I worship you.